This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Iran's new hardline president-elect Ebrahim Raisi said Monday he would not negotiate over limiting Tehran's ballistic missile program or its support for regional militia proxy forces. And in addition, Raisi told reporters in Tehran that he will not meet with U.S. President Joe Biden as the United States attempts to rejoin the 2015 international pact to restrain Iran from developing a nuclear weapon. As the United States and five other international powers negotiate new terms of a nuclear pact with Tehran, Raisi said any discussions about its ballistic missile program and its support of regional militias were, quote, non-negotiable. At a news conference Monday, Raisi was questioned about his involvement in a 1988 mass execution of about 5,000 people. In response, he called himself a defender of human rights. Because of the killings, the United States has had sanctions against him for three decades. The ultra-conservative Shiite cleric won last week's election and is set to become Iran's president in about 6 weeks. The White House has laid out its plans for sharing 55 million COVID-19 vaccine doses abroad. Most of the allegations are going to countries in Latin America, the Caribbean, Asia, and Africa. The Biden administration said Monday that most of the doses will be shared through the COVAX International Vaccine Sharing Program. The White House has committed to sharing 80 million U.S.-made vaccines with countries around the world. The Associated Press reported Monday the administration is likely to fall short of its pledge to share the vaccines by the end of June because of regulatory hurdles and other problems. More on this and all the stories we're covering is available at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.